resilient hearts, turning breakdowns into breakthroughs. Discover a world where heartbreak, separation, and divorce are not the end of the road. Come along as we explore inspirational stories, professional insight, and actionable methods for overcoming setbacks and achieving success. Love on the Rocks, Detecting Warning Signs and Lifelines, Episode 6. Welcome back to Resilient Hearts, Turning Breakdowns into Breakthroughs. And I'm your host, Aparna Jadhav. How are you doing this week? I hope your week was as good as I prayed for it to be. In today's episode, which is the last episode of our series titled Love on the Rocks, Detecting Warning Signs and Lifelines, we'll further delve into signs that your relationship or marriage may be in trouble. Building upon what we discussed in the previous episode, we'll continue our exploration of the signs that often go unnoticed but can be crucial indicators of a relationship in distress. These signs can provide valuable insights into the state of your relationship and serve as a catalyst for a positive change. Remember, our goal is to empower you with the knowledge and actions to work towards a healthier and happier relationship. For the sake of explaining our topic properly, I'm going to give you several examples. Please note that these are common occurrences and deal with no person in particular. Any resemblances are pure coincidental. Also, if you haven't had the chance to check out our earlier episodes in this series, I encourage you to do so. Our first sign today delves into the concept of feeling disconnected from your own home. Your home should be a sanctuary, a place where you find solace and warmth. However, if the mere thought of returning home fails to evoke any joy for you or your partner, it signifies a profound disconnection. Let's delve into the story of Priya and Gautam, a couple grappling with the feeling of being trapped in an imbalanced dynamic of decision-making, chores, and work, which has led to resentment and a loss of harmony. If you resonate with their experience, here are a few actionable steps to consider. As always, the first one is communication. Initiate a heart-to-heart conversation with your partner about how you feel regarding your home life. Encourage open and honest communication to understand each other's perspectives. Together, identify the specific stressors within your home environment. This might include an unequal distribution of chores, work-related pressures, or decision-making conflicts. Strive for an equal partnership in managing household responsibilities. Create a fair division of chores and responsibilities that both partners agree upon. Dedicate quality time to spend together as a couple. Engage in activities that you both enjoy and that foster connection and intimacy. Shared decision-making is very important. Collaborative decision-making can strengthen your sense of partnership and ensure both voices are heard. Prioritize a healthy work-life balance. Ensure that work pressures do not overshadow your personal life and relationships. Set boundaries to protect your quality time together. Find ways to reconnect with the idea of home. Redecorate or reorganize your living space to create a more inviting and harmonious environment. Seek professional help if you are struggling to resolve the disconnection within your home. A professional can provide guidance and strategies to rebuild the sense of comfort and warmth in your living space. Practice gratitude daily Cultivate a habit of gratitude by acknowledging the positive aspects of your home life and your partner. Express appreciation for each other's contribution. Chalo Gautam, bye, see you tomorrow, said Ram. Wait, Naya, I don't want to head home yet. If I go home now, I will have to do so much work and I am in no mood of fighting with Priya again. Why is she upset? Asked Ram. Are, she wants me to help her at home. I don't like it yet. My dad has never worked in the house. My mom would never ask me to. But Priya, God, this habit of hers really irritates me. Nowadays, I don't feel like going home. But Priya works as well, na? Yes, so housework is her forte, na? I can't believe you, Gautam, said Ram. You know why I go home early? Because I know Madhu will be late. And before she is back, I want to at least clean the house and make some tea for her. Her office is really far and she's exhausted by the time she is home. Later we have dinner and I help her clear things. That way our work gets done soon and we get to spend quality time together. Which world are you living in, Gautam? Your mom was a homemaker. Besides, is that the dynamic you want with Priya? The same dynamic your parents shared? Remember, you used to tell me that they hardly spoke to each other and how you would not have the same dynamic with your wife. What are you doing, Gautam? You are literally pushing your marriage into the same black hole. Times have changed. Our wives also get tired. The more we care for them, the more they feel loved, and that brings bliss into our homes. Think about it. Saying that, Ram left. Gautam felt like someone had hit him with a pan on his head. He left soon after, helped Priya with the chores, without being asked for. This put Priya in such a good mood, and as they had time, they could go for a drive to get some ice cream. He thoroughly enjoyed, and before sleeping, as he reflected on his day, he started to wonder, why was he being so difficult in the first place? The next day, he promptly went and thanked Ram. Remember, your home should be a place where you both feel safe, loved, and at ease. By taking actionable steps, you can work together to restore the sense of connection and harmony within your home. Our second sign explores the importance of sharing. Marriage is about sharing your life with another person. But when the desire to share information or experiences diminishes, it may indicate a crumbling marriage. Secrets have the potential to shatter the foundation of trust and further aggravate the situation. If you find similarities in your own marriage, here are actionable steps to consider. Open and honest communication. Initiate open and honest communication with your partner. Create a safe space where both of you feel comfortable sharing your thoughts and concerns without the fear of judgment. Share your feelings with each other. Express your feelings to your partner. Share your joys, worries, and aspirations. Emotional sharing is a vital aspect of maintaining a strong and a loving bond. Transparency. Strive for transparency in your relationship. Avoid keeping secrets or withholding important information. Trust is built upon openness and honesty. Regular check-ins. Set aside regular time for check-ins with your partner. This can be a dedicated weekly or monthly meeting where you discuss your relationship, your goals, and any other concerns. Rebuild trust. If trust has been damaged due to secrets or lack of sharing, take deliberate steps to rebuild it. This may involve apologizing, seeking forgiveness, or demonstrating your commitment to change. Counseling or therapy. consider couples counseling or therapy as a means to address the issues related to lack of sharing. A trained therapist can facilitate communication and guide you towards healthier sharing patterns. Make an effort to engage in the shared patterns and create new memories together. These shared memories can help rekindle the sense of togetherness. Empathetic listening. Practice empathetic listening with your partner, especially when they share their thoughts and feelings. Show genuine interest and support for what they are experiencing. Mutual goals. Re-establish mutual goals and aspirations within your relationship. Working towards common objectives can reignite a sense of partnership and purpose. Remember, a lack of sharing can create a significant divide within a marriage. By actively working on improving communication and sharing within your relationship, you can rebuild trust and strengthen your bond. Our journey through these crucial signs concludes with the last indicator: the erosion of marital boundaries. Marriage is defined by the boundaries and commitments you share. And when those boundaries start to blur, it can be a troubling sign of underlying issues. When thoughts of infidelity or the appeal of seeking a new romantic partner dominates your mind, it serves as a significant red flag that your marriage may be damaged. Let's explore the story of Neha and Akash, a couple who frequently find themselves daydreaming about a different life, questioning the sanctity of their marital vows. If you are experiencing similar challenges within your own marriage, here are actionable steps to consider. Self-reflection. Take time for introspection. Reflect on your own thoughts and feelings regarding your marriage. Identify any areas where you may be crossing boundaries or considering actions that could harm your relationship. Initiate an open and honest conversation with your partner about your feelings and concerns. Share your thoughts without blame or judgment, and encourage your partner to do the same. Reaffirm commitment. Reaffirm your commitment to each other. Remind yourselves of the reason you chose to be together and the promises you made. This can help rekindle a sense of devotion. Counseling or therapy. Consider couples counseling or therapy as a means to address boundary issues within your marriage. A trained therapist can provide guidance and strategies for rebuilding trust and boundaries. Set clear boundaries. Work together to set clear and mutually agreed upon boundaries within your marriage. Discuss what is acceptable and what is not, and ensure both the partners are comfortable with these boundaries. Be transparent with your partner about your activities and interactions outside of the marriage. Avoid secrecy, which can erode trust. Reignite passion. Make an effort to reignite the passion and connection within your marriage. Plan special date nights, surprise each other, and find ways to keep the romance alive. Seek support. Reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or counselor to share your feelings and seek support outside of the marriage. It can be helpful to have a supportive network. Evaluate your desires. Assess your desires and whether they align with your long-term goals and values. Sometimes desires for novelty or excitement can cloud judgment and lead to poor decisions. Remember that the erosion of marital boundaries is a sign of distress within the relationship. By taking these actionable steps, you can work together to rebuild trust and strengthen your commitment to each other. However, it was too late for Sneha and Akash. I have heard that they have already filed a divorce by mutual consent. Recognizing these signs is the first step towards understanding the health of your relationship. It's essential to address these issues with care and consideration, whether through open communication or seeking professional guidance. If you are feeling overwhelmed or stuck in the aftermath of a relationship ending, I'm here to provide you with the support and tools you need to heal and create a happier future for yourself. Simply click on the link in the podcast description to book a free clarity call with me. During this call, we'll explore if we are the right fit to work together on your journey to the desired results. Additionally, don't forget to visit my website at www.aparnajadhav.com or follow me on Instagram at aparnajadhav.coach for more valuable insights and resources to empower yourself. As we bring the series Love on the Rocks, Detecting Warning Signs and Lifelines to a close, I want to express my gratitude for joining me on this journey. The journey through recognizing warning signs in a relationship is a courageous one, and it's essential to acknowledge the challenges within a relationship. It's a testament to your commitment to build a happier and healthier future for yourself. While this marks the end of our Love on the Rock series, I want to let you know that our next series will explore a different but equally important topic. I understand that sometimes, despite our best efforts, separation or divorce becomes the most viable option. That's why we'll dedicate time to delve into the factors that should weigh on your mind before you make that profound decision. So stay tuned for our upcoming series as we explore the complexities of deciding whether to part ways and to provide you with the guidance on navigating this significant life choice. Remember, your well-being and happiness are of paramount importance. Thank you for being a part of Love on the Rocks, and I look forward to having you join us in our next series, Deciding to Part Ways, Steering Life's Crossroads. Until then, take care and stay resilient. Bye.